When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
Welcome to another episode of Never Thought I'd Say This. And I didn't say like another, like it's a chore. I just meant like another one. Like, yay.
It might be someone's like torture or something. Maybe they're like being held down and it's like, here's another episode you have to watch.
It could be. You know what?
What?
I hope not. But like, what if it was? Like, what if we were someone's like, you know what I mean?
My mom's torture?
No, but you know when they like go and play like terrible music to like.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, right. We are someone's psychological torture.
I'm sure we are.
Sure.
We have children, so we're definitely their psychological torture.
That's true. Well, I am one of your psychological torturers for today. My name is Jody Sweeten, and as always, I am joined by
Celia Behar.
Psychological torture number two.
Yeah, that's always a good title.
Made by Celia Behar.
Always a good title for a fucking therapist to have.
Right? And we have some very special guests with us today who we promise not to psychologically torture.
Right.
We have Lance Bass and Michael Turchin.
Thanks for having us.
Hi. Yes. Thank you for coming over to the house and dealing with our at-home green screens and our.
I love it. But you're right. The psychological torturing, it needs to be for rush week at all the colleges, like the frats and the sororities, where they put them in a room for 24 hours and play like Britney Spears.
Our podcast.
Hey, your podcast.
Yeah, because it's all about boobies, periods, and vaginas.
That's what they're saying.
And not in a way that they're going to find sexy.
No.
Like in the way that we're talking about menopause, in the way that they're like, we never want to hear about that ever again.
Yeah, as opposed to the sexy menopause?
Yeah.
Normally it's a sexy.
All I'm saying is I will make menopause look sexy.
Okay,
first of all, I just got
broken up with a couple weeks ago after 2.5 years. It sucks.
It is about you, Celia.
The stress of it apparently has thrown me into fucking menopause. I have skipped my period for the first time in my life. I've taken two pregnancy tests.
Okay, I was gonna say.
Trust me, I was like going to be the first thing I ever had in common with my Orthodox Jewish sister was to have a baby at fucking 49. And I was like, this is not going to be cool. So I'm just, you know, we're going to make menopause sexy. Clearly, I'm leading the fucking charge with my disaster.
Sex and the City's doing a good job.
That is true. Well, I mean, I feel like you need no introduction, but I'll give them one anyway. You're supposed to do that with guests when you have them on the show. I mean, not that we do that.
But
Lance, obviously, singer, dancer, actor, film, TV producer, most famously known for being in NSYNC. Michael is a brilliant visual artist. I love following your stuff on Instagram, and you're like so talented. I just love you guys together. And this past October, they welcomed twins Alexander James and Violet Betty, who are the absolute cutest. And welcome, you guys. Welcome.
Thanks. I know, it's so weird. We're talking about kids now.
I know. And you guys are like the hottest couple. Like, you guys, like, there's just, it's a little, you know, you kind of look at them and you're like, hi.
They're cute.
Yeah.
I hate to break it to you, Celia.
I know. Listen, super all gay. My years right. of fucking these
kid parents super
I get it.
It's a whole new world, though. We're rebranding.
This is my menopause.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what?
If you were going to menopause and just became a gay man, that'd be the best thing.
Right.
I'd be so excited.
Turning into a gay man.
Tell me how to do it.
We'll talk later. I am so glad to have you guys on the show, though, and it's so fun. I mean, we've known each other for years now. I was thinking back to our like game night days at James Gunn's house. Yep. Whatever happened to him? You know, he's really, it's a shame.
We're out of touch.
Thinking back to those days, and like now you've got 7-month-old twins. Mm-hmm. Zoe just graduated middle school and is going into high school.
That is crazy.
Isn't it?
That is crazy.
Yeah.
And that's what we keep hearing too. Parents are like, look, blink of an eye, they're in high school.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing that with my friends now. I'm like, oh my gosh.
But it really, like, and I keep saying it, like, the days are long, the years are short.
Yes.
And, like,
yes.
That's always the thing that I tell my parents.
Yeah.
The days are really long. They like, are. It will feel like forever to get from Monday to Friday. Mm-hmm. But, like, all of a sudden,
yes,
you'll be like, wait, what? Right. Huh? Hold on.
Although, that first, like, where you guys are. It's starting to speed up, I would think. But, I can't. Did you guys, have you slept in 7 months? You have twins.
You know, we've been good. You know, we have good schedules where he takes the nighttime. Okay. And I'll, you know, he does from, like, midnight to 7, and I'll take over from 7 in the morning. So that's been good. That's and then the first 4 months, we had a night nurse, which
It
was the best advice we were ever given. And it was really a gift to ourselves because those first 4 months where it's really tiring.
Yeah.
We got great sleep and we felt great during the day to be able to take care of them every hour on the hour.
See, that's why people used to, you know, it takes a village. That's why you had wet nurses and all that stuff. Yeah, I don't know what our country was just like, do it yourself. And also, we're not going to help
you. I don't 100%. Understand.
They're like, do yourself. Right. And
I don't understand how some parents do it. Like, we're lucky to have, you know, people in our life to help. And it is, I could not imagine someone doing this by themselves. Like, that is kudos to you.
Yeah, it is a lot. So where are they at now? Like, I mean, not physically, but like where are they?
They're in the car.
They're in the car.
Windows are down.
Right. They're in pet mode in the Tesla.
It's a cool day in LA.
Yeah, sorry.
So tell us a little bit about them. Where are they at right now? Like, what are they into? What are they? I mean, they're 7 months, so it's not like, you know.
Well, as you know, I mean, every week things change dramatically. Yeah. And, you know, the first few months, you're kind of like, okay, they're just blobs and just waiting for them to do things. But now we can start to see the personalities really come out. And even though the first month we kind of pinged their personalities and it really did turn out to be that way.
Right.
She is Miss Independent, judging everything going on.
Like, she's real feisty, real moody.
Yeah. Just very serious. Yeah. Very serious.
Uh-huh.
And I've never seen him not smile. Just like jolly.
He's
old.
He's very jolly, very sweet, very hungry.
But what's great now is they know each other. So they're starting to, you know, hold each other's hands and kind of play. She likes to kick him in the head a lot. They're very resilient. He doesn't cry. They don't cry, which is very strange too. Like, even when we get their shots, they're like,
They cry for like 10 seconds. And then
so they're probably going to
grow up to be let's be real. That's really the only legitimate amount of time that it takes to cry over a shot is like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
The rest of it is all stuff that we put on.
We're
you know what I mean? It's the anticipation. Uh-huh. It's the all of that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
10 seconds, you, yeah. I might be like, ooh,
yeah.
You know, after 10 seconds.
Yeah, they're too young to anticipate.
Yeah. Right.
They're like, surprise, bam.
Right, yeah, exactly.
But Violet, they're not crawling yet.
Okay.
We're waiting for that, which I hear that's also the next step of like, well, your life is completely over.
It is.
Right.
She's rolling around. She rolls. She'll roll across the room without us even knowing.
So many times I've almost stepped on her. Just because she'd be on her play mat and I like just go to the next room to get water and I like walk back and she's across the room like halfway under the couch.
Chewing on wires.
Came in the room and she's chewing on like the cell phone charger wires under the table. I'm like, where did you guys get there?
I was just going to say, you guys are getting to the point right where it becomes like, oh, so my entire job is just trying to make sure you do it off yourself by accident.
Exactly.
Like, it is the craziest part.
And for some reason, our house is very
dangerous.
We have sharp corners everywhere. There's nothing round in our house. Their pads are being put up now.
Yeah.
Because every time I walk in the nursery, a thing want to bang their head against the sharp corner. So there's
You guys had pandemic babies.
Yes.
So they came like kind of right at the height when it was like nobody was really going nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we did not know this pandemic would be lasting so long.
Right.
So we're like, oh, this is going to be great. We're going to have these kids, you know, right after it's lifted. It was still going strong.
Yeah.
But I enjoy it because you get to spend every day with them.
Yeah.
In a normal non-pandemic, I was going.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
3 days a week at least, on the road. And now I got to spend every single day with them this last 7 months. And it has just been, I mean, just a blessing to be able to do that.
Before we lose our entire hour talking about our kids, which we're going to do anyway, we usually ask, you know, if you've got a never. So before we forget, what is your never thought I'd say this moment that you'd like to share with us?
we can go to break and we can go.
Oh, yeah.
We can
think about that.
Ooh, and we're anticipating.
Yeah. Perfect. Exactly. Speaking of anticipation, here we go. And we are back, and we are here with our amazing guest today, Lance. Why did I say Lance?
It's better than a lot of people say Lance Bands for some reason. I hear that a lot.
Lance Michael.
That was weird.
It's Monday. What is wrong here? Eyes
can
start watering. My allergies are a mess.
Oh, mine too. My eyes are like.
Oh my gosh! Like he can't. Like it just won't stop.
It won't stop.
Yeah, and the more you touch, the worse it gets.
The worse it gets. Yeah, it's never ending.
But anyway, Lance Bass, there we go, and his husband Michael Turgeon are here today, and they are talking all things new parents. They have 7-month-old twins, Alexander James and Violet Betty, that just arrived in October.
I love their names.
I know, thank you too.
Yeah, they were family names.
I was going to ask what the story is.
Yeah, Betty's our grandmother.
We both had a grandma named Betty. What? I had a great grandma. He has his grandma who's still alive is Betty.
And the boy has Mimi's cheeks, like my grandmother's cheeks, like the same one. So
he sure does.
Yeah, no, and she's starting to have dreams about him. So I'm thinking that she's going to be his guardian angel or something. I don't know. Because she's
concerned about him all the time.
I know. And, you know, it's getting to the end with her. And, you know, her mind's going all over the place, but she keeps having dreams about him and she doesn't understand what that means. I'm like, oh, that means she's going to be his guardian angel.
Just go with it.
So were all of the names were family names or are they?
No, Violet is not a the only one name, not. But it was going to be Lily. We had a dog named Lily.
I know, right?
And we ruined it by naming our dog Lily.
She was eaten by coyotes. We're like,
That's not a great way.
I have a grandma named Lily, so we've been perfect. But then we were like, what's another cute flowery name? Violet. And we liked it even more. So
I love it. I love those sort of old-fashioned.
I know. And then together, Violet Betty sounds like she's going to be a part of like a great
rock
band. Violet Betty is the name of a girl band.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Alexander James is just, we just named him after ourselves. Because we were just full
James
of ourselves.
Alexander.
My middle name's Alexander and his first name's James.
And it's also AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
So that's nothing to
we
do
named
with
him
babies,
after a Backstreet Boy.
Literally every Backstreet Boys fan is like, oh, you named him after AJ. It's so cool. Right. We're like, yes, we named him after AJ.
That's right. Putting the NSYNC Backstreet Boys rivalry finally to bed.
Yeah, see?
You've married it, so it's fine. Yeah. It's fine. Wow, that's really funny.
Now, Michael, you're a twin. Yes. You were saying that earlier. You have a twin sister.
I do.
Are you excited at getting to raise a twin?
Yes, I'm so excited. Because I have a twin sister, and it's just so funny seeing like what my mom has told me, just, you know, and seeing old videos of me and my sister growing up, and it's kind of the exact same thing going on.
It's the same personality.
She kicked you in the head a lot then?
Yes. All the time. By the time she could like walk, I still couldn't crawl. Or even properly set up, actually, by the time she could walk.
Yeah.
So I would just lay on the floor and she'd hit me and run away.
And she is in charge, just like Violet's going to be. She is the one that wears the pants. She was just at our house this week visiting. She's there from Miami Beach. Within 2 days, she had her whole house organized, like labeled and everything.
Hours.
She wouldn't stop.
She was supposed to like come and rest and play with the babies for like 5 days. And she like worked 15-hour days straight. Cleaning out her entire garage.
I know. Is she available?
Oh, I know.
She's incredible.
Oh, wow.
It's nuts.
She's completely psychotic.
She's great. Totally. Michael's like, she's crazy.
Psychotic in the best ways possible.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that, though. Yeah. That's so, I mean, and again, talking about like the village that it takes, you know, and like all of the people that are involved in like the family that you create in raising your family. I love that. I am always a big proponent of like, it's a group effort.
It really is.
Yeah. We spent so much time here, like with all of our friends raising our kids together and taking turns like who would yell at them for doing crap.
Yeah.
And it would be so exciting because, like, some people were better. Like, Jodie Suter would be like, I'll take it.
Right.
Like,
friend of mine, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we just kind of
love
to watch because it wasn't you, but yeah. She was right. So good at it.
Just sitting there eating guacamole.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Watching her. Yeah. She'd be like, hey, you guys. And they were, you know,
and I feel like our village is huge now because of the pandemic. I mean,
true.
So many babies have been born.
Yeah.
We know at least 30 people that have just had a baby or pregnant right now.
Oh, wow.
30.
So many.
It is
30.
That's crazy. Yeah.
So I'm thinking like the competition to get into a good school is going
on. Oh, I haven't even thought about that.
Wow. Yeah.
What am I going to?
I'm like, plot now.
It's so crazy that that's a thing in LA because I'm from the East Coast. Like,
oh, it's crazy.
Yeah. You don't do that
in
the East Coast.
No. First of all, that's only an LA thing. Okay, I grew up in Orange County, an hour and a half.
Oh, New York.
Yeah, well, yeah. New York City.
Okay, that's another like one off.
Right.
But like the city's like, I was like, what? You just live there and you just go to school to
Right. Right. You got to like apply to high school here for different programs and get accepted.
You have to apply to like preschool at like pre-birth.
Yeah.
It's like I'm thinking of having a baby. I'm thinking of having a baby.
Let me put my name on the list for a Little Red School.
And you know, back in the day, it was always a leg up to be a gay couple. Raising kids?
No, right. not anymore.
They don't give a crap about gay. you don't exist.
You saw that Modern Family
episode.
They're
like, get the line, honey. At least one of you needs to be
trans or something. Yeah, right. It's like, gays don't matter anymore.
So, well, they do to us.
Yeah.
They do to us,
so you know.
We matter. We just don't get the
credit. We still manage to get away from the Never Thought I'd Say This.
Well, now you've got to compete with Neil Patrick Harris and his husband.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Wait, so, and nobody can compete with that. All right. What's the Never Thought I'd, or we're never going to fucking get there?
Oh my gosh. People have been waiting.
No, don't worry. They're used to being disappointed on the show.
Never did I think that I would know so much about vaginas.
Yeah.
And I'm glad we have a daughter because I think everyone needs to know about vaginas.
We agree. Everyone does.
Everyone.
There's a lot of details.
That's a lot of details.
There's a lot of care.
Folds. Yeah.
Lots of folds.
Those things I never thought I'd have to think about ever again after high school. Right?
And all the fun conversations as they age, because you know, more things you have to learn as they get older.
Talk to them about
lots of those talks, which
I'm fine with.
I am too. I'm not embarrassed at all. I want to be as open.
Wait until your daughter runs out and says, "Look, I have pubes. Look at them. Look at them."
It's not even that.
Both of mine have done that.
Whoa.
It's more so that, like, no matter what, you'll always be dads.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. It'll always be like, I don't talk to you about that. Yeah. I don't want to.
It's true. Luckily for me, though, since I grew up with a twin sister, like, I was just immersed in it all. Like,
right.
You know, so it's like, I don't even think about it.
I mean, my fiance was raised by a single mom, so he's like, whatever. Like, you need to go buy you tampons? What do you need?
Exactly.
Super Plus?
He presents all of them with, like, candy every month.
Like, he gets us each, like, a little jar. He's hello, like, our favorite ice cream, and he, like, stashes it so that we're all...
Sugar.
What's like the weirdest, like, oh, I can't believe I have to think about this moment as far as that goes with vaginas? Like, are you like, oh God, that's a lot?
I mean, everything's been pretty, like, easy. I mean, of course, the learning which way to wipe and that type of stuff.
Yeah,
in there.
Right.
And how, like, we were kind of scared to, like, really get in there. You gotta get all that out.
I know that was the first.
I just remember when, like, I was first changing the diaper. I'm like, oh, I'm just so like in this vagina. It was just like, what am I doing?
Like,
and now I don't think about it. It's like, whatever. But at first, I'm like, oh, this is not gonna happen. This is my face every day now. I'm not in my face, but like close proximity.
I thought the poopy diapers would be really bad because we both kind of gag at that kind of stuff. Right. It hasn't been bad at all.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. They haven't started eating poop yet. So.
They do smell bad now.
When they start eating, like,
and it's like solid dew. That's like a shirt.
Yeah.
Well, because of the baby formula shortage right now, we're having to try different formulas. And so they kind of started one yesterday and they're, you know, getting used to it.
Right, a little gas.
A lot of liquid down there. Yeah.
That's
all good stuff.
That's never fun. Now, I wanted to ask you guys, you know, you're journey to having kids, it took you guys
a few years.
It took you guys a few years. People might not know about kind of what your struggles and your journey was. I mean, I know you had like 9 different egg donors, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ended up with 10.
We didn't use them all. We went through different 9 egg donors, but we didn't actually use like implant.
Right. Okay, got it. I just thought maybe
they would just get to different
levels of before implantation and be like, nope, you're not a mask because they didn't make enough eggs, or we have a genetic testing and then you.
And that's what's so great about IVF, and hopefully in our lifetime every parent will be able to use IVF,
right?
Because you can really you can just really find out a lot of diseases that you might end up sharing DNA with,
and well, at least the genetic testing, and then you can like go from there.
So how did it all play out in the end? Like, what ended up happening?
Yeah, well, I mean, it took, for 5 years we were kind of working on it. We found our surrogate and the egg donor immediately. We're like,
really?
Oh my god, in a day. We're like, okay, this is way quicker than people were telling us. But then it took us a while to actually, get pregnant. And then we were pregnant with twins a couple of years ago, but then lost them after like
6 and 7 weeks,
which apparently happens
a lot.
Yeah. I mean, so many of our friends that went through this, I'm about to say like 90% of our friends were like, yeah, the first time never worked.
So many, just straight friends.
Miscarriage is such a common thing.
I had a miscarriage in between my two.
My mom had a miscarriage.
So we had to do the whole thing over again. It took us another year. And then it just worked this last time. We were just happy that both stuck in there.
The second time kind of just, again, it came together really quickly, and this time it worked.
So. I know. It was weird. We were a little depressed. We're like, is the universe telling us you're not supposed to have kids because it's taken us so long?
Right.
And then we ran into our friend Taylor Frey and his husband, who just started a surrogacy company. And
they're actors. They're Broadway actors and whatever. And they just started a new surrogacy egg donor company.
And hadn't seen him in years.
And we bumped into him on the street. And then we started talking.
Universe saying no. This was just a few weeks after.
Yeah. And then he was like, well, we just opened the company. Let us help you. And then we're like, oh, we helped one of our friends. And we learned out more friends they use them. And then... bam.
It was great.
Wow.
And then the next year, we were pregnant.
Mm-hmm. And they had babies, too, at the exact same time.
And they had babies. Yeah. They ended up having it, like, 3 weeks after we did.
I love that. I love, like, when it all feels like it was all working to be what it needed to be at a certain time.
Right.
That's, like, the whole law of attraction and manifestation. Exactly. Like, you have to just be open to it. It will come back at you.
The universe gives you what you need, and then you get it.
Did you know that approximately 35 million men and 21 million women suffer from hair loss? It turns out a majority of people will experience hair loss to some degree in their lifetime. I know I definitely have.
I have
3 strands of hair.
Yeah, I have a lot of hair, but I still have some hair loss because it's a common side effect of not only having children, but also getting older. And I am getting older. By the age of 70, more than half of women will suffer from age-related hair loss.
Well, thankfully, there are things we can do to prevent this from happening. And I recently discovered Revela, which has been working like a dream. And seriously, like, I noticed little baby hairs starting. I've used it for the last few weeks. Revela is a beauty and wellness brand looking for a solution for hair loss. They've been on a mission to discover newer, better ingredients that promote hair regrowth.
Yeah, while some brands simply combine the best-known ingredients out there, Revela takes a step back, does fundamental testing, and uses ingredients that have never been considered for hair growth.
Yeah, and they do all of this thanks to the help of an AI program that searches a database of over 7 million possible ingredients for hair regrowth and recommends the best possible ones. And it came back with a groundbreaking recommendation, the discovery of procellanol.
Without going too deep into the science, procellanol specifically targets hair follicle cells and basically tells them it's time to wake up. I actually need someone to do that for me. It does this safely, effectively, and quickly.
And unlike other options, there's not an initial shedding phase where, like, your hair falls out before it comes back, and, none of that. So as a serum, it's applied directly to areas where there's hair loss, so it makes contact with the scalp and infuses it with the necessary nutrients and ingredients. And it's ultra lightweight, water-based, fast drying. I mean, I have gotten in the habit of just putting it on my scalp before I go to bed at night.
Oh, that's such a smart idea.
Yeah.
Well, Revela conducted a 6-week clinical trial on women ages 25 to 65, where 97% of the participants reported that they had some sort of healthier hair. And I have to say, I am also one of them. I have these, you know, I've had these baby bangs over here that stick out. Well, finally, they are growing
down
my face so I can tuck them behind my ears.
Oh, so much better. And look, you can stop feeling powerless over hair loss. Try Revella today and you will receive 15% off your purchase. So get yours at Revella.com/say this. That's GETREVELA.com/say this for 15% off of Revella hair serum.
For you guys, like, I would love to hear
how,
as much as you're willing to share about like what it was like walking through that with your surrogate.
I mean, the surrogate part was easy because you know we only had two this whole time, right? We only went through two surrogates,
but normally it's not because a lot of our friends who are in the process too or went through it, like, to get matched sometimes it'll be like, oh, we'll probably get matched with surrogate maybe in 9 months, maybe a year, like,
well, especially for twins.
And for twins it's, you have to find a woman that's willing to, you know, carry twins. But even just for one, normally it's a hard process. It was fake by the time when we reached out. It was like, well, I just have a woman that just popped up like in the past month and she'd be perfect for you guys. And it just happened to turn out that she was available right
now.
So, but otherwise, who knows how long it would have taken.
Oh, amazing.
But so, yeah, so that was easy enough. And then it's the hard part for us was, again, finding your egg donor. And it's like, you have so many things to think about. It's like, it's dating. It's like a dating app. You just go through profiles and pictures and questions.
You know, we did it 10 times where you sit with all of these profiles and you're sitting there trying to pick the mother of your kids, right? And you're just like looking at their baby pictures and all their medical history and their family's medical history. And like, you really have to, like, you know, days of trying to pick. And then you finally pick and you're like, this is the one. And you start planning their life already.
Oh, not a match.
And then 2 weeks later, they're like, oh yeah, this, we can't use this. I'm like, oh, then you have to do that again and again. So, you know, we picked out 10 different moms of our kids.
All so different from one another. I mean,
Oh, we went through so many different types.
We went to short, like blonde, blue eyed, to 6 foot, like, you know, Brazilian green eyed women to, I mean, across the game.
And you guys set out to have twins. That was what you definitely
wanted twins, but so so we ended up putting two, and the doctor suggested putting two embryos in anyway, just in case, because, you know, chances of miscarriages is still high. Get twins, great. If you get one, perfect. You know, whatever's meant to be.
And we're getting a little older, so we wanted to try to get them out as quickly as possible.
Like, we want two kids.
You want two kids.
Let's do it all at one time, for sure. Okay, can I ask a question? Because you can always edit it out. But, like,
what are you going to do? Are you going to do something?
How did you pick the sperm?
Mix
them.
I mean, we learned all this too. So we knew that, you know, one of us was going to have one or the other. So you make the embryos. And we ended up having, I think, 9 healthy embryos.
We had 13 healthy embryos.
Okay.
That was the problem with the first time. The first time we did it, we only had 2 embryos formed in total. So we implanted both and she miscarried. So we had to start the process completely over. Whereas normally you'd have a bunch of leftover embryos and you can just find a new surrogate if you need to. Because our initial surrogate ended up having lupus. She found out after the fact. And she was in early stage lupus when she was pregnant, but they didn't catch it. Which they think was a factor.
But, you know, they make the embryos and then they test them to see which ones are more viable. So they'll give you like a 90%, a 60%.
And you know the sex immediately from the embryos.
Oh yeah, you know immediately.
So we had half boys, half girls. It just turned out that way.
Crazy.
And because he loved having a twin sister, we knew we wanted a boy and a girl. And then we took the healthiest boy and the healthiest girl and put them in. And he ended up with a girl and I ended up with a boy.
So you know that one is...
Yeah. Oh,
my God, that's the coolest thing.
That's so cool.
Like, it makes me so happy. I can't really even explain why. But, like, it just feels like, oh, my God, that's, like, meant to be. And I love that so much. Yeah. Like, I just...
They don't look... Well, she's starting to look more like you. Because everyone thought, oh, the boy's
his.
The boy's darker and he has dark hair.
And she's like, looks dark Irish.
Eyes, and she's very thick, Victorian, pale, and like big blue eyes. It looks nothing like your brother.
No. And he's very, like, he looks Samoan. Like, he looks like,
he looks like a Pacific Islander. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
Which I love.
Yeah,
oh,
right?
It's amazing. I'm like, well, how did that happen? Uh-huh. And how does your sister look so opposite? Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I mean, I have, like, both of my girls and my older daughter. I mean, she looks a little more like me now, but she was, like, she came out and looked so much like her dad. Yeah. Dark hair, like, you know, brown eyes, the whole thing. And then, like, B popped out, and I thought for sure she would look more like her dad because he has darker features.
Exactly.
And she popped out like my, like a carbon copy. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's just funny.
You don't know. I have two girls, and my oldest one, Harper, when she was born, the doctor looked at my ex-husband and said, I'm really sorry. I usually like to tell, like, you know, a husband, like, oh, she looks like you too, so that you know she's definitely yours. But she was like, this is your wife. Like,
this is your wife?
And she has my hair. And she, you know, she's 16. And there are times that even I see pictures of her and I'm like, when was I there? Oh, that's Harper. Like, it's not me. And then my youngest one, Lulu, came out blonde hair and blue eyed, and it was just, I used to take her places when she was little, and people thought I was her nanny. And I was like,
And so you have two daughters?
I do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have two, Harper and Lulu. They're almost 5 years apart, and they're almost 16 and almost 11. So Harper's like driving next year.
Ugh,
you need a babysitter.
Horrifying.
She's a really good babysitter. I swear to God.
She actually is. She's probably the most responsible one out of all of us.
Yes. She's more responsible than I am.
That's like the one thing I'm so scared of is having them drive.
I know. Well, by the time they drive, people won't be driving.
Hopefully they'll just all be automated.
Flying around.
Just flying around.
Or something. It's all going to be automated and you won't have to worry about it. Harper, I just got a new car.
I feel like that's best case scenario.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with that.
Harper, I just got a new car, and right as I got it, like, it came to my door, and she was like, I get to drive on my leads, right? And I was like, what? No. And she was like, looked at me, and I was like, okay.
Yeah.
So, like, I let her, I got in the car, and the youngest one, Lulu, was like, I'm not coming. And I said, why? Just go. And she's like, I know. She was like, I'm going to stay here. Like, please come back soon.
Yes,
like,
come back soon.
The thing that makes it seem a little safer for me, although there's horrible drivers in LA, is you can't go faster than 30 miles an hour most of the time.
Oh, so that's true on the freeway.
If you do wreck, like, okay, it's not going to be a total disaster.
Hopefully not.
In Mississippi, where everyone drives 100 miles an hour on the freeway, you get horrible accidents. So,
plus you got to avoid all the armadillos.
And that,
the armadillos.
It's not a joke.
Just took them up.
It's not a joke.
I know there's armadillos.
No, like, they go in the road and they get freaked out.
I thought armadillos were more of a Texas thing.
Oh, no. Mississippi.
They're just everywhere.
Where are you from in Mississippi?
I was born in a place called Laurel, Mississippi, which no one knows. Oh, actually, people do now. It's a show on HGTV called Hometown.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, in my little hometown, which is weird. But so now people, because I used to say, oh, I'm from, you know, an hour from New Orleans. Because no one knows any other place.
An hour from New Orleans, which is an hour from right now.
Yeah, And then sounds like Jackson. It's just Jackson.
I really like Mississippi. My ex-husband's from Mississippi. Yeah. I spent a fair amount of time there.
Yeah.
He grew up in Oxford, which
Old Miss.
Yeah.
Hotty Toddy.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Except I would root for Crimson Tide just to piss him off.
I would do the same thing. I wouldn't care either its way, but
Say Oxford is our saving grace in Mississippi.
That's what I was always told.
I mean, great people, just smart. It's a college town.
Right.
So, like, a lot more liberal than the rest of the state.
Yeah.
And it's great. My parents went there, and I would have gone there if I didn't join NSYNC.
Yeah, well, but I mean, too bad that didn't work out.
Yeah. I mean, you can always go back. Now, you guys, so your babies were born in October.
Yeah,
so
October
you guys,
13th,
did you guys have any fun, like, first Christmas plans?
Good question. All right, so I'm obsessed with the holidays.
Especially in Halloween.
Us
too. Totally. They were supposed to be born October 14th. That was their due day.
Originally November.
3rd. Oh, November something. November 6th originally.
When were they born?
They were born October 13th.
Ah.
So they were born like a little three and a half weeks early. They finally like, oh no, it's going to be the 14th because they need to come out earlier and they're fine. Then Lance was like, well, can we do it the 13th? Because it's more Halloweenish.
They can have Friday 13th birthdays
that's
every once
amazing.
In a while.
And when they turn 13, it's going to be Friday the 13th. And he's like, well, I'm not working. Our babies were delivered in Washington State, Tacoma, Washington.
Uh-huh.
But the doctor's like, well, I'm not on duty that day. So
He's like, well, we can use another doctor. Yeah, even though our surrogate hasn't spoken to the other doctor, so we used the doctor they had never spoken to, just because Lance really wanted the October 13th.
Wait, hold on. Did you say that means they're going to turn 13 on Friday the
13th? Yes. Baby, checked it out.
How great is that? And it's their bar mitzvah.
I was going to say.
It's their bar mitzvah. B'nai mitzvah.
That's amazing.
I know. See, we're thinking ahead already.
Dude, I have
my 13th birthday party was a Disney villain themed birthday party.
At the Disneyland Hotel
with the Disney villains from Disney, like in the
course
thing.
You did.
Okay. So that is kind of the ultimate.
I'm just telling you.
We need to set it up.
You need like that.
start planning for that.
Start planning that now, and like I'll send you some Polaroids because obviously I'm old. No shit though. We did. I found there were fucking Polaroids of my 13th birthday party. That's the age I am.
I'm older than everyone. Shut up.
hold though. Just in a very brief sidetrack, I promise. I was at Urban Outfitters the other day. Mm-hmm. There was the disposable cameras, right?
Yeah.
But this one was a camera. You guys, it was just a camera that you could put film in, right?
What?
Reusable film camera, like marketing it as though it were something
that you'd never saving the environment.
They were like, look, you can use different rolls of film in the same camera. Like,
so you're like a camera?
So
a non-digital camera.
but basically it's a non-digital.
They're rebranding the camera.
And I was like, I'm so old that
it's
like
coming back around.
The hipster tail of the snake is now eating itself. And it's just in that eternal.
I think it's great. The fun saver cameras.
The Fuji film
all everywhere now. And I used to love finding those 3 years later. And you're like,
what's on there?
And then you would go to the Rite Aid and developed, and you were scared if there was something bad on it because your friends would take it.
Genitalia.
And I think I have a few.
Imagine only being scared that there could be one copy of it. You know what I mean? Imagine that level of terror. You know what I mean?
These days, I know.
We have one solid copy of it.
We'll tweet it to everyone.
Right. Uh-huh. Exactly.
That's very wrong.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy.
You know, I will tell you one thing that I wish. I wish that life came with an instruction manual. But unfortunately, it does not, and I think we've all learned that by now. But if it did, I would want to start with a chapter that explains what to do when things are just overwhelming.
Oh, gosh, seriously? It's a lot, and many people are burnt out without even knowing it these days, and after the last few years, you're likely familiar with that, even if you're not quite sure what you're experiencing.
Yeah, people don't always realize it, but physical symptoms like lack of motivation, feeling helpless or trapped, detachment, fatigue, they're actually all key indicators of burnout, and you can make yourself really, really, really feel awful if you're just going through life burnt out most of the time.
Yeah, I've certainly had times over the last 2 years where I have felt all of the above and then realized that I'm not really taking enough time for myself and that I think I am, but really I'm just kind of going through the motions.
Yeah.
And I need to sit with my feelings and probably I need to download them to somebody else that knows what they're doing.
Yes. You know that we love therapy on this show. We are huge proponents of it. It is really one of the things that has made all of the world of difference in my life as a human being is really just having somebody to help carry that load who is, you know, an unbiased third party that's just like, I hear you, I'm going to listen to you, let's come up with some strategies. And I'm sure that you out there can relate to that because, you know, we associate burnout with work, but that's not the only cause. I mean, burnout can occur for a variety of reasons. As moms, as teachers, as friends, as caretakers, maybe of our parents. You know, if any of this feels familiar, just know that you don't have to suffer in silence because there's always somebody to turn to, thanks to BetterHelp.
Yeah, BetterHelp Online Therapy wants to remind you to prioritize yourself. Talking with someone can help you figure out what's causing stress in your life, and nobody knows this better than me because I am both a therapist and a life coach.
Yeah, look at you. You actually know things. So people should listen to you. You know things. Therapy is good for you.
It is.
Susie Bayhart's Yeah. And, you know, BetterHelp, the thing that I love about them is they are, like, they're so customizable and it's such a personal experience. You know, you don't have to sit in a waiting room. You can be at home. You can be in a comfortable environment. Mm-hmm. And you can find a therapist that will work with you in a really short amount of time. And they do stuff like financial aid and things like that that are really, really key to getting people into therapy that may not otherwise be able to. So BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to.
Not only that, it is, like Jody said, much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours.
Uh-huh. Just give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy.
Never thought I'd say this, listeners. Get 10% off of their first month at betterhelp.com/save it. That's BetterHelp.com/save it.
I'm sort of still obsessed with the 13 on 13. I wish that was like I just,
you,
that's amazing.
Yeah, villain, Disney villain birthday party.
I will also say my oldest daughter, Harper, her birthday is on October 17th.
It's Chris Kirkpatrick's birthday.
What?
Just throwing that out there.
All right. And bar bat mitzvahs. I boycotted my bat mitzvah. I refused to get one. And so nobody was speaking to me on my 13th birthday. So
no.
I guess I was the villain on the 13th birthday.
She refused. I didn't want to do it either, but I did.
I don't do it.
My mom's like, your grandpa just wants to see it happen. I'm just like, fine.
I
also wanted the party and all the gifts.
Yes,
so I was like, well, it's a trade-off.
I'm not Jewish, but I had a big 13th birthday party.
Yeah,
let me tell you, my mom called it the secular bar mitzvah.
Yeah.
Bar mitzvah. She was like, you're getting a secular bar mitzvah. It was basically like, I got all of the fun accoutrement without any of the Hebrew school.
Yeah, that's
the
what our kids are going
to
kind of have.
But yeah, I could still probably do all of the service. Like,
yeah.
I learned it, but I really wanted to be in the school play, and it coincided. Like, I was like, no, I would have to give all my time to that. I want to be in the play.
That's my passion, Mom.
Yeah.
God, why are you stifling my
right,
art?
Why do I have to be so Jewish for you all?
Yeah.
But growing up in Miami Beach, I mean, there were so many Jewish people, but on top of that, rich Jewish people.
My cousin got married at the Fountain Blue.
I grew up like across the water from the Fountain Blue.
It's so beautiful.
So every weekend there were 3 bar mitzvahs
that were
just the most lavish, you know.
I mean lavish. I mean, my friends had
Flo Rida there.
Kelly Clarkson performing. Jennifer Lopez performing at another bar. I mean, like, these kids in my school would spend like $1 million.
My friend Sarah, who is planning my wedding as well, but she's a wedding coordinator in New York, and she does these events.
It's just crazy.
Like, this is insane. I mean, I had a big 13.
I was going
to
say, yours. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What about yours?
But I did not have Florida. I did not have Florida.
I mean, my grandmother was so mad at me. She put like a stupid little stuffed animal in a used shoebox and shoved it at me across the table and said, happy
13th.
You did not fuck with Irene, and
that's
I fucked
awesome.
With Irene, and she was like, really? This is what you get then. Like, what was just pissed off.
She didn't give you the little Tiffany heart necklace like all the girls
I
got.
No. I probably would have gotten it had I gotten a bat mitzvah, but listen, you mess with the vice president of Hadassah in New York City, you don't get a bat mitzvah, she never fucking forgives you.
I'm surprised you got a shoebox. You are in it.
Are you supposed to give like $22 or something? What's the, there's
no,
like a
it's,
18,
yeah,
it's like the double I. But I had some friends that actually,
it's tradition.
But,
you don't give $18 fucking dollars.
No, I'm sorry. It's my bar mitzvah.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I'm going to sound ungrateful. I mean, you know what? But I'm sorry. I had a friend. And some people would be like, 36. I'm like, let's round it up to 50.
Yeah, fuck you.
But I remember I had this one friend that split the 36, gave me 18 and my sister 18.
What?
And I'm like, you were like one of my best friends and this is what you could do. And I'm like, your parents could spring up, at least give each of us.
They had Jennifer Lopez at yours.
Not mine.
I'm saying.
Theirs. They ran out of all their money.
That was all they had left. Was that
all
their
left? Yeah. I was like, come on.
Right.
It's like 13.
We'd love to give you more, but J-Lo.
Giving me $18.
Yeah, but J-Lo.
I paid more
time.
For your plate. Leave. You don't have to eat.
I will snatch that chicken sand tape right out of you.
Yeah.
Just ungrateful little
mouth. That's right.
That kosher chicken sand.
You get one bite of challah.
Oh, God. My ex-husband even sent my, the first time my oldest daughter went to a bat mitzvah, we were already separated. He sent her and he converted. So he, but he didn't know what he was doing. And he sent her with $18 and she told me that's what, and I was like, holy fuck, no way. And so I ended up like overdoing, like I sent like more money to them.
Here's $18,000.
Here's $100 to give to your fucking friend to like make up for what he just did. That is not what you do. And I had to like write him. I'm like,
well, I'm glad you also agreed.
No,
I felt
that's
like
bullshit.
Ungrateful, but I'm like, you know what? This is my day.
It's
okay,
your day.
I'm gonna be. I'm a bar mitzvah zilla.
Right. A barzilla.
I'm a man. This is how you're celebrating my manhood. $18.
I feel like this
is
gonna be a show.
All my man's
exactly.
This is gonna be an MTV show at some point. Like my super sweet 16, but it's like
my $18 bar mitzvah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we know that you won't be doing that for your kids, and anyway, I won't be giving them $18.
No, that's not.
I know now.
Yeah, now you know.
And I think they're gonna get their own birthdays too. Not like the crazy duet one, but you know, I think Violet should have her own little day.
A little day.
And then he have his little day.
And then they can have one big birthday. Yeah. And then they can have like a few of your friends will take you here and
And I know like my kids, the thing that they love the most is like on their birthday, I'm like, let's go, just you and me. I'm gonna go do birthday lunch and shopping.
Yes.
Like, whatever you want to do.
See,
and it's just some time like individually with me or whatever, or with their own friends and all that stuff. Now, Pride's coming up.
Yeah.
So I know the babies are still little, but are you guys taking them to any Pride? I mean, it's with COVID now. I don't know. How are you guys gonna?
I don't even know. What are we gonna do?
Well, I don't know just yet. Yeah, COVID kind of is like weird because they don't have their shots, obviously,
for
COVID. We are taking them for the first time to the West Hollywood Park for National Dog Day.
Oh, yay!
They love their puppies, and so it's the Vanderpump Dog
Day.
So we'll be doing that, and that's outdoors. So I feel like it's a little safe.
We
get a little blanket, and all that type of stuff. So that'll be a good first outing around lots of people.
Mm-hmm.
Pride is going to be crazy this year because
you
know they separated it into LA Pride and West Hollywood Pride.
They have,
So LA Pride is downtown.
It's downtown. But for the last 3 years, we haven't really had WeHo Pride.
There was there was the one in like 2020. That's the big, like BLM.
So they got in a fight with WeHo, so they moved it to LA and downtown, and so no one's really going to go to that one. So WeHo.
I was gonna say like
Well, I think they have like a lot of big people performing.
Christina Aguilera,
Jesse J.
But WeHo.
You want to be in a place where you can bar hop after you watch your favorite.
I don't want to schlep to downtown. For any circumstance.
And WeHo.
With kids? Please.
No.
That's too much. Please.
So WeHo is just at an all-time high right now. You know, the pandemic did some damage, but now that it's back open, these places have been rebuilt and it's just great. And
I mean, you guys have...
Yeah, we have Heart.
Yeah,
there.
We have two places. Rocco's.
Yeah,
we so the same, like, the week after our babies were born, we opened a nightclub.
What?
So,
tell us about that. I don't know.
And we have never been out more in our lives ever since our babies were born.
I know nothing about any sort of nightclub or life at all because I don't have one. So tell me, what you opened.
Well, I thought our nightclub days were behind us, but apparently not.
It's just begun.
So yeah, we got the old Rage that's been there for
4 years. I had a boyfriend
with Rage. That was the first gay bar I ever went to with my girlfriend.
Well,
a long time ago. So we redid that and built this crazy discotheque.
It's called Heart.
Yeah, it's called Heart WeHo. Best light, sound, everything.
Amazing.
But basically, we came up with an entertainment venue. I wanted to create kind of like the troubadour for the gays. So every night's completely different. All these amazing shows, like drag shows and performances, and every night's a different theme. So we'll have like a hip hop night. We'll have a 90s versus 2000s night. We just have a place where you go and you want to dance.
It's like an actual dance club. Like it's a two-story, you know, big dance club. It's surprisingly didn't exist in West Hollywood.
I know.
There's a bunch of gay like bars and like little clubs,
but
not like
a...
The Abbey is the only one, but
people
still
wouldn't even really dance. Like it was like there were like no dancers, but then wasn't there something about like you had to have a like a dance license?
You have to have
like a cabaret
license,
if you have performances.
Right.
It's like a whole a lot of bureaucracy.
But Pride's gonna be very I can't announce who is performing yet, but it's awesome. I haven't even told you yet. I know I haven't told you.
Oh, he's so obnoxious.
They're doing Rocco's and Heart WeHo, and it's
what I think I know.
Yeah, It's good.
Ooh. Oh, someone else had said this.
They're telling you? Oh, I knew I should have told someone.
Well, I think it was like Paul or someone.
Oh my God, I want to know what the key
is. I know. Well, I am definitely making it down.
Yes, you have to.
I'll be right. I'll just come back from the city because I was going to New York. I didn't plan it well because I would have planned it around Pride in New York.
I did Pride in New York when it reopened last year. When we finally were able to do it, I was there. Oh my God, it was amazing.
Well, this year will be great because the parade's back.
Yeah,
and that's my favorite thing about We Hope Pride.
I went to every. My grandmother lived. My dad and uncle grew up on the east side on Avenue A, and like right by Two Boots Pizza and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I like grew up going every year. That's what we would do, and I haven't been, and I mistimed it, but. Oh, well, I'm just so excited to go.
I know. We used to live, that's before I met you. I used to live on Christopher Street in Greenwich in West Village, and that's where the parade would always end.
Yeah. By the Pink
Pussycat. It was so much fun because everyone would be so spent. And just so drunk.
Yeah.
And you would just see all these like drag queens, everyone just having the best time.
Oh, it's so much
letting
fun.
Out there in the West Village.
So much fun. I came home from Pride last year and like months later, no joke, in my tennis shoe that I had worn down, I went down to Stonewall. They were dancing on top of cop cars. Like it was wild. Like months later, I'm sitting there and I put my foot in my lap and like kind of look down and there's like a gigantic sparkle, like a wedge. And I hadn't worn the shoes, like they were, you know, like big platform tennis shoes, like in the tread of the shoes. And I was like, oh, tell me you've been to Pride without telling me you've been to Pride.
Yeah, true. Oh my God. One of my favorite videos that from Pride that I've ever seen in my life is Brooke and his friend when they did the Spice Girls video and sent it to you. And they were like all dressed up. And that was like another one where they were about to go to Pride. And it was like, tell me you're going to Pride without telling me you're going to Pride.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Yeah, Brooke always looks like
sending a video like that on a Friday night or a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We already have our shirts.
Do we?
Yeah, because what's the company that the non-gender
Fluid.
Fluid.
Oh, okay.
Really, they're out of New York. And yeah, they sent us these really cute, it says Proud Dad in rainbow colors.
Oh, I love that.
That's so going to be our. That's
are you going to dress the kids up too? Like,
oh, yes.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. They're both going to be wearing tutus.
Yay.
We got lots of sparkly tutus.
Oh, I love it. Everyone needs a good tutu.
Guys, this makes me all very, everything makes me happy right now.
Well, I'm so glad that you guys came and talked about your new babies and what's going on with you guys and all of your, I mean, I always feel like, there's always something that you're up to. And actually, you're going to be at the Environmental Media Association thing as well. You're on the board for them, correct?
I am, yes. I'm the co-chair.
Yes, you are.
That's great. It's our Impact Summit, which is amazing. We've been doing it for 3 or 4 years now. And, you know, incredible people come in and speak about environmental messaging that we're trying to put everywhere. And I finally feel that we have an administration that's listening to us.
Mm-hmm.
So for 4 years, we weren't really able to do anything at EMA. We weren't even allowed to like tweet or any of that kind of stuff. It was just very dark.
Right.
But now that we have a lot of support, I feel like our messaging is getting out there a little better now.
Great.
That's great. Awesome.
I'm excited. I'm putting together a panel there on the 3rd.
Oh, great. What's going to be about?
I'm working with a pack here in California that is called Project Superbloom, and it is young people, college students, really pushing progressive candidates at the California state level.
Love it.
So different assembly members, things like that. We're going to bring in a couple candidates that are running, Isaac Bryan, who is already in office, as well as the Project Superbloom chair, who's just graduated from college. And they do a lot of really great work at trying to get young people interested in voting and voting in progressive policies
important.
That really, and at the state level, and also the local level, but really they focus more on the state. But
so great amazing. Because, you know, those elections really matter and a lot of people
especially
just
now.
Don't pay attention. and just to get young people involved in politics is so hard these days because this generation's looking at how everyone's treating politicians like they are the enemy of the state.
Wow.
And so why would you even want to go into it?
Right.
Knowing that so many people are going to hate you automatically. It's a hard time right now.
Yeah, it is for sure.
See, but you're a parent, you already know people hate you automatically.
That's true. Right.
You're just ready for it. Doesn't
Well, shall we have Lance and Michael pull a gratitude card? Let's hear it. These gratitude cards are ridiculous, inappropriate. And
perfect.
Sometimes they are like grateful
sounds
for the most
like
random shit in the world.
Sounds like our
parenting style.
Okay, what is
it? What do you what's the other side say?
This is meditation.
Grateful for meditation.
That's
yep,
it.
Yep, and now you read it.
Oh, now read it. Okay, meditation.
Sorry, I should have explained that first. I like to just throw people in.
Grateful AF. Love it. All right. Life is difficult and complicated, but you have to admit that it's pretty crazy amazing that practicing doing nothing is what's scientifically proven to help with every aspect of your life. So true. That's like getting the cheat codes on Super Mario Brothers, only it's for your whole fucking life. I love it. Do the kids understand the Mario Brothers reference these days? Is that still
a thing? Yes, because it's kind of a bad. It's like bad.
It's reusable.
Right.
Yeah. It's like a camera.
It's rebranded. It's rebranded.
But it's crazy. These kids like Minecraft, right? I look at Minecraft. I'm like, this is what Atari looked like back in the day.
I know,
y'all like reverting back to that? But okay, I love it.
All right, kids. Okay, I got mine is. Bamboo forest. Did you know that bamboo trees are really big ass blades of grass? Yeah. Want to know what an ant feels like walking across the lawn? Go to a bamboo forest. Bonus points if you run through the forest yelling, "I'm an ant! I'm an ant!"
Now I just want to do that.
And I do love my bamboo. That grows like
I'm an ant.
It grows like bamboo.
Yeah, like bamboo.
Grows like bamboo.
Let's say I'm gonna pick one. What we have today? Sorry,
I'm blinded by her ring again.
Okay.
You know.
Oh. I mean, this is true. Looking at it.
In quotes, I carried a watermelon. This line from Dirty Dancing: when Johnny looks at Baby and says, "How'd she get here?" and Baby says, "I carried a watermelon," is the absolute best thing to say at parties when you want to express how awkward you feel and to magically connect with all the other completely awesome social anxiety sufferers in history who did amazing things anyway, such as learn mambo in 1 week and perform it on stage like Baby did, which is a pretty incredible feat, even if she didn't pull off the lift. So, yay to all the social anxiety sufferers out there.
Oh. God, I mean, so now I feel like I'm ready to bring a watermelon to every party we go to.
Just to be able to say watermelon.
Carried a watermelon. Yeah.
I keep picking ones I've had before, so I'm not cheating. I just am like, oh, I read that, which is crazy that I actually remember what I've read because I keep wondering if at some point I'll
maybe the universe is saying you need a reminder.
I don't think I've read this. Ready? Pesto.
Ooh, I do love a good pesto.
I do too. Naming a food to sound like it's a magic trick was an amazing idea.
Yes.
On top of that, pesto tastes good on everything. Stick a cucumber in it and pesto! It's yummy AF.
It's true.
It's That's very, very true.
It's fun to make, too.
Oh my God. Now Food Network needs to create a magic food cooking show called Pesto.
Pesto change.
This is right.
Oh, boy.
Pesto,
oh, look at us
show.
Coming up with ideas. That will never solve. We've had so many.
It's a miracle that we make it on the show, honestly.
That's what I'm saying.
It really is.
Anyway, Lance, Michael, thank you guys so much for coming and joining us today. We really appreciate it. Best of luck on your new dad adventures.
Thank you.
I know we'll be seeing you around. I will be going down to Pride. I will see you at the EMA event. And if people want to find you and find out what you guys are up to, where can they find you on?
Very easy. You can just find me at Lance Bass on all social medias. I'm mainly a TikToker these days, but I do post on other things. What? I'm a TikToker.
You're a TikToker, guys.
It's what keeps me young. Okay?
Yeah.
God.
I'm so old, Lance, that I can't even attempt to do.
We have tried to make TikTok. We'll show you some after. They're ridiculous.
All you gotta do is little dances and the kids love it. I mean, I have 12-year-olds be like, oh my God. I'm like, wow, I love this.
Oh, I know. There's so many people come up to him and be like, oh, you Lance from TikTok. Like, literally, we're at Starbucks in New York like a few months ago, and these like teens come up. We're like 15 years old, and they're like, "Hey, you're that Lance from TikTok.
Oh,
can we have a photo with you?" Like,
yeah, it's a new world.
It's a new, right?
It's Lance from TikTok.
Wow.
And you can watch my show, Unicorn Hunters, at unicornhunters.com. That's a fun show. If you like Shark Tank, you'll love the show.
Oh, yeah. That's so awesome. What about you, Michael?
Oh, you can follow me on my socials. Instagram, Michael Turchin Art. On Twitter, Michael Turchin. On Twitter, I just yell at housewives. And
I just yell
political stuff and housewives. Again, fights against politicians and housewives.
That's me too. I got kicked off Facebook. So anyway,
I kicked myself off of Facebook because I was getting a little too.
I was yelling
all of my parents' friends' parents growing up. I got too many fights with them. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna bounce.
I'm gonna see myself out. Well, you guys, thank you so much for joining us today. See, they can find where you can find us at. You can find us at Never Thought I'd Say This on
everything
that exists ever.
Yeah.
Not really. But you can find me at Jody Sweeten, and you can also check out our YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to that, where we are posting the videos of each podcast the week after they air on our podcast channel.
You can find me at the Celia Behar on whatever socials I may exist on, which I don't really know how to use. Right.
There you go. Perfect.
We are great at selling ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just click the link, guys.
Exactly.
Just find me. I don't know.
Anyway, you guys, thanks so much for joining us, Never Nation. We really appreciate and love you guys out there. And remember, keep killing the parenting game.
And not your kids.
Yeah.
Or people who give you $18 at your run.
Yeah. Good advice.
Never thought I'd say this with Jody Sweeten and Celia Behar is an Audioboom original.